This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With the 60th anniversary of Doctor Who rapidly approaching, the various characters and incarnations of the famous Time Lord are under constant review. Which faces have aged like a fine wine, and which stories have aged like milk. With that in mind, I am Sean for Who Culture, and here are the 10 most hated Doctor Who characters. 10. Veesler Turlough. Veesler Turlough was played by Mark Strickland, and there seems to be a schism in the fandom on this one. He was initially introduced as a double agent, which made it hard for people to get on board with him. Even the other companions at the time struggled to empathise, and this was before his true colours were revealed. Much of his story seemed to be added as an afterthought in the show, with him being almost constantly subdued or captured. This led to a present but not status for this fifth Doctor companion, something that even Big Finish has not remedied in the expanded universe. His scepticism against the fool's rush in mentality of so many Doctors and other companions made him stand out that bit more, though often put him at odds with the others in the TARDIS. Unfortunately, his time on screen was all too short for a proper exploration of this rational thinker, which left him in the dust as the show moved on without him. Perhaps in the years to come, he'll be re-evaluated, but for now, it's the scrap heap for poor Veesler. 9. The Absorbeloff. Peter Kay's turn as the Absorbeloff comes from all the right places and hits all the wrong notes. In the first Doctor Light episode, the Absorbeloff disguises himself and infiltrates Linda, a group of die-hard Doctor fans, in an effort to lure the Time Lord to his death, which goes about as well as you'd expect. The design of the creature came from a contest for children, and with the greatest respect in the world, it shows. Like a cross between phlegm and a dinosaur, the alien is far from intimidating. Kay's performance veered toward pantomime, which makes the final 10 minutes of the episode a mess. There's no threat coming from him to the point where the Doctor and Rose barely acknowledge him. Well, that itself is no crime. It makes one wonder what the point of him was to begin with. Comprised of the different people he'd absorbed, he's dissolved as they pull him in different directions and his focusing device is broken. Thankfully, the creature is never seen or heard from again, except for various jokes about his home planet, Clom, from time to time. 8. Clara Oswald. Clara Oswald, as played by Jenna Coleman, was introduced to audiences in Asylum of the Daleks, after which she was promptly killed off, then brought back again, and killed off again. The Impossible Girl travelled with the 11th and 12th Doctors, becoming the longest-serving companion of the revived Doctor Who series. Oswin, as she was first known, was well received. Her surprise introduction in the first episode of the 7th season threw off audiences' expectations, as she'd been announced to be replacing Karen Gillan. She would return as Clara in the Christmas special The Snowmen, where her character again received praise. However, it was her turn as the standard version of Clara that began to wear on viewers. She outlasted Matt Smith in the TARDIS, though her relationship with Peter Capaldi became quite different. Despite, arguably, the greatest episode of the revival taking place in their tenure, Clara's increasing rashness following the death of Danny made her difficult for people to empathise with. Her death in Face the Raven was suitably affecting, though slightly underdone when she returned to the season finale. Her reception came from a place, really, of outstaying her welcome, with some stellar stories peppered within. 7. Adam Mitchell. Adam was in the employ of Henry Van Staten when Rose and the Ninth Doctor encountered him. He was a warm, good-natured man, played by Bruno Langley. During their time together, they faced down Van Staten's Metaltron, which was in fact a Dalek, who proceeded to slaughter many of the inhabitants of the base they were on. After the Dalek destroyed itself, Adam joined the two in the TARDIS, travelling with them into the far future. At this point, his villainous streak emerged. Accessing knowledge from the future, he sent himself information into the past to directly affect his own timeline. Added to this, he underwent a procedure that allowed a direct neural interface, although it was activated by the click of a finger, which was more than embarrassing. He was dropped from the TARDIS like a hot potato by the Doctor, who was furious at the scheming man. He's the only multi-story companion of the revived era who the 10th Doctor did not revisit as he was dying. Further to that, he was one of two companions who have not had any scenes inside the TARDIS itself. He was given a sword of redemption thanks to Big Finish, which saw his character giving his life to stop the Master from carrying out one of his evil plans. 6. Danny Pink. Samuel Anderson joined the show in the 8th series, second episode, Into the Dalek. He was a colleague of Clara's at Coal Hill School, who would quickly become her love interest. He was quite different from previous companions' love interests, Rory and Mickey, as he was a far stronger character. He would not get along with the Doctor at all. This contention with the Doctor for Clara's interests, if not affections, led to many brash encounters with the Time Traveller. He was often correct in what he said to Clara about him, though as presented he was often hard to root for. During their first date, he makes assumptions about her that cause her to storm out, though when she returns, he storms out when she reveals she knows his real name. Despite an interesting storyline that saw him resurrected as a Cyberman, his anticlimactic death in Dark Waters did the character no favours. However, exploring his past through the Nethersphere did add some substantial development, as it's revealed that, as a soldier, he had accidentally killed a young boy. While all that arrived too late in the day to save either the character or his role in the series, it was nonetheless an affecting and powerful depiction of PTSD. 5. Grace Holloway. In Grace's defense, when a character's first scene involves them effectively killing off the hero, it makes it hard to like them. Daphne Ashbrook appears as the cardiologist in Doctor Who movie from 1996, alongside the 7th and 8th Doctors. After Sylvester McCoy's Doctor is shot while exiting the TARDIS, she attempts to perform surgery on him, leading to his death and regeneration. She's one of the few characters pre-2005 who has not been able to return for the Big Finish audio dramas due to licensing issues. This means that her only outing with the Doctor saw her kill him, accidentally, and become the first companion to express romantic feelings toward the Time Lord. At the time, this was part of a number of departures that the American-backed movie made from the series. The Doctor's half-human status was also revealed, and while this has nothing to do with Grace, it has led to the movie being somewhat reviled by fans overall. It's likely that Paul McGann's Doctor was saved from this by his continuing audio adventures, along with the Night of the Doctor. All of this is a shame, as the producers revealed during a reunion special that had the series continued after a film, Grace would have returned as an ongoing companion. 4. Perry. Perpigillium Perry Brown was played by Nicola Bryant. She was the companion of the 5th and 6th Doctors. Though, like many others on this list, her true time to shine has been in the Big Finish audio dramas. On screen, her tenure was beset with issues that have tarred her unfairly. Brilliantly attractive, she was cast in a bid to boost viewings. In an ill-judged move, producer John Nathan Turner decided that English actress Bryant should speak in an American accent on the show to appeal to American audiences. However, he also bid her to speak in that same accent during any press events, which fooled no one. While her own acting skills weren't bad at all, she was lumped with bad storylines. The 6th Doctor's first serial sees him trying to strangle her, which was too jarring for audiences after the loss of the 5th. They settled into what would have been a good rhythm by the mysterious planet, only for the events of Mind Warp to remove her from the show. Her on-screen death is quite affecting, as the Lord Keeve destroys her mind to take over her body. This is later revealed to have been a fabrication by the Valyard, thankfully, and the Doctor is told that she's found happiness with Brian Blessed's King Irkanus. 3. Adric. Adric was played by Matthew Waterhouse and travelled with the 4th and 5th Doctors. From the start, there were issues, as Tom Baker had very little confidence in his acting ability. He requested that the character be written as mute, or as close to mute, so that they could have something of a Basil Fawlty-Manuel relationship. He praised Waterhouse's appearance in this, but producer John Nathan Turner wouldn't entertain this. Coming from a parallel universe, Adric was a genius by human standards. He was more than capable of the most complicated equations and problems that were presented to him, though this gave him a confidence that bordered on arrogance. He was often abrasive, which made it difficult for audiences to warm to him. He was killed off in the serial Earthshock as he attempted to solve an equation that would stop a freighter from crashing into Earth. The ship crashed, becoming the asteroid that wiped out the dinosaurs in human history. 2. Mel Bush. Mel Bush, as played by Bonnie Langford, suffered slightly from how she was introduced to the audience. During Terror of the Vervoids, part of the Trial of a Time Lord serial, she is shown travelling with the Doctor as he stands in court. This was before he had actually met her, making her the first companion to meet the Doctor out of sync. Though generally warm and affectionate, with a genuine interest in working with the Time Lord to investigate, resolve, and improve, her piercing scream became something of an irritation to audiences. Her first serial with the 7th Doctor, Time and the Rani, does not rank highly in Doctor Who serials, which also contributes to her placement here. Her backstory, such as it was, described her as a computer programmer, though this rarely affected her actions. Both Perry and Ace, her predecessor and successor, were more interesting to the audience and were given greater scope to expand. Thankfully, Langford has returned for the Big Finish audio dramas. Through these, Mel has finally received her debut story with the Doctor, along with greater character development. Number 1. The Sixth Doctor. Colin Baker's Sixth Doctor faced several issues that ensured he was generally ranked lowest in the Time Lord's hierarchy. His first story sees him come across as arrogant and rude, choking out Perry and generally struggling with his regeneration. Though he would begin to soften as time went on, he was hampered by problems behind the scenes. What is included on this list may seem unfair, it is in fact important to explain why he was a hated character. After the disaster that was the Twin Dilemma, his tenure was interrupted with an 18-month hiatus. He would return in the 14-part serial The Trial of a Time Lord, which was better received. Michael Grade, the controller of BBC One at the time, was not a fan of the show at all. He agreed to renew the series again on the condition that Baker be replaced, offering the actor a 4-part story that would conclude with his regeneration. Baker refused, making a counter-offer of returning for a full additional season and then handing back the keys to the TARDIS. Grade refused, or simply just didn't reply, leading to Baker refusing to film his own regeneration scene. In the years that followed, he expressed deep regret for this. He admitted that he was acting out of selfishness and that he hadn't thought of the fans at all. Fifth Doctor Peter Davison expressed support for him, stating that the environment of the BBC was simply toxic at the time and that the removal of the man was nothing to do with the actor himself. It was, according to Davison, all a plot to oust John Nathan Turner. Thankfully, Big Finish stepped in once again, providing Colin Baker with his own regeneration story, finally putting a proper cap on this Time Lord's adventures.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.